This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been taking some time during this inaugural week to talk about hope, a word that was very much in the air 4 years ago during the first Obama campaign. Today, the final installment of our series, it's with author Margaret Atwood.
Some hopes are groundless, needless to say. Gamblers are very hopeful, as are bank robbers. Second marriages, said Oscar Wilde, are the triumph of hope over experience. But where there is no hope, there is merely grim acceptance, or else despair. And neither of those has ever inspired a new creation or motivated anyone to dig his way out of a dungeon. What hope means today, however, is what it's always meant. Where there is hope, there's more hope. And in view of the dire predictions we face, hope is the very least we need to keep going.
Margaret Atwood's most recent book is called Erase Me. You can read more of her commentary online. Our website is marketplace.org. Our morning crew is in Miami this week, by the way, with our Wealth and Poverty Desk, exploring the new American dream as President Obama begins his second term.